Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Saturday, June 1st, Pope Francis visits a Marian shrine on the second day of his apostolic journey to Romania. The Bishop of the Romanian Diocese of Iasi says the country's devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary is strong, and 12 people have died after a gunman opened fire in the U.S. city of Virginia Beach. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo. To open the second day of his apostolic journey to Romania, Pope Francis celebrated Holy Mass at the Marian Shrine of Shumuleul Shuc. "We have come here as children to meet our mother and to acknowledge that we are all brothers and sisters," Pope Francis said. The shrine at Shumuleul Shuc is one of the most popular pilgrimage destinations in Eastern Europe. Each year, tens of thousands of pilgrims, many from Hungary, travel to the shrine on the Saturday before Pentecost to commemorate a 16th century victory over a Protestant force that had been sent to foreseeably convert them. Christopher Wells has more.
Shrines are like sacraments of a church that is a field hospital, Pope Francis said in his homily. They keep alive the memory of God's faithful people who, in the midst of tribulation, continue to seek the source of living water that renews our hope.
E non lo facciamo in un modo qualsiasi. Siamo pellegrini.
We have come here for a reason. We are pilgrims, he said, by way of introduction to a reflection on what it means to go on pilgrimage. To go on pilgrimage, he said, is to realize that we are, in a way, returning home as a people. Alluding to the history of the shrine, the Pope said, complicated and sorrow-filled situations from the past must not be forgotten or denied, yet neither must they be an obstacle or an excuse standing in the way of our desire to live together as brothers and sisters.
Pellegrinare significa sentirsi chiamati e spinti a camminare insieme.
Going on pilgrimage, he continued, involves feeling called and compelled to journey together, asking the Lord for the grace to change past and present resentments and mistrust into new opportunities for fellowship. Finally, he said, to go on pilgrimage is to look not so much at what might have been and wasn't, but at everything that awaits us and cannot be put off much longer. It means building a future that includes everyone. This, the Pope said, requires a certain skill, the art of weaving the threads of the future. That, he said, is why we are here today, to say together, Mother, teach us to weave the future.
Madre, insegnaci a imbastire il futuro.
Recalling the Annunciation, Pope Francis invoked the image of Mary saying yes to the message of an angel. Such is the mystery of God's election, he said. He looks to the lowly and confounds the powerful. He encourages and inspires us to say yes, like Mary, and to set out on the paths of reconciliation. And so Pope Francis concluded, let us journey, and let us journey together.
Camminiamo e camminiamo insieme.
I'm Christopher Wells.
Father Edward Iurgi of the Archdiocese of Bucharest spoke with Father Adrian Danca of Vatican News about what Romania is expecting of this papal visit.
Romania, and I think everybody, is waiting for the Holy Father to confirm us in faith and then to teach us how to build bridges, because since he was elected, he began to build bridges, and we are looking forward to give us the recipe to be able in our country to build bridges as he does. Everybody is waiting for the Holy Father, and coming here today to meet the journalists, I saw on the streets how many people are already waiting for the Holy Father, and there is in the atmosphere this joy for the fact that the Holy Father is coming to visit us. I think the Holy Father wants to tell us that we have a common heritage, which is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and this faith has a heart, and this heart is love. And if we go there, I think we'll be able to go together as the Holy Father comes to help us to go together.
That was Father Edward Iurgi from the Curia of the Archdiocese of Bucharest speaking there to Father Adrian Danca. A little later on the second day of his apostolic visit, Pope Francis will preside over a Marian encounter with families and youth in the city of Iasi. The bishop of the diocese, Petru Gergel, says that devotion to Our Lady is strong in Romania, as Lydia O'Kane reports.
Pope Francis is in Iasi this Saturday afternoon, located in the northeastern part of the country. It is one of the oldest cities in Romania, where the first newspaper and university in the country was opened. The Pope's devotion to Our Lady is well known, and on the second day of his apostolic visit, he will preside over a Marian encounter with youth and families in the square of the Palace of Culture. Speaking to Vatican News, the Bishop of Iasi, Pietru Gergel, said that this is a young diocese, but many young people from the area have left Romania for other countries. They are looking for a better life after the difficult period of communism that has generated suffering in families, making them remain in poverty, he says. That's why so many families have left the country, at first their husbands, but then also their wives, and now also the young. When Pope John Paul II visited the country in 1999, he called it the Garden of the Mother of God. The bishop says that Orthodox as well as Catholics love Our Lady in Romania. Pope Francis, being aware of this, really wanted to strengthen this devotion to our Mother Mary. The Pope really wants to invite us to go forward together under the mantle of Mary.
Papa vuol veramente invitare a andare avanti insieme sotto il manto della nostra Madonna.
Asked about relations with the Orthodox faithful in this part of Romania, he responds by saying, "They are together. Everyone respects each other. Let's go ahead in this understanding. The Pope comes precisely to help us always feel part of a family, even if there are somewhat different manifestations of faith. But everyone must be aware of being children of God."
On Sunday, the third and final day of his apostolic journey, Pope Francis will travel to the city of Blaj, where he will beatify seven Greek Catholic bishops who were martyred during the communist dictatorship in Romania. After lunch with the papal entourage, the Pope will meet with the minority Romani community before travelling back to the city of Sibiu and then returning to Rome. You can follow all of the Pope's activities in Romania on our web portal or on social media accounts. Turning now to world news, in the United States, 12 people have died after a gunman opened fire in a municipal building in the city of Virginia Beach. Four others were wounded before police shot the suspect dead after what Police Chief James Cervera describes as a long gun battle between police and the suspect.
Right now, we have a team of investigators, detectives from the city of Virginia Beach being assisted by forensic technicians from the FBI and the state police in processing this most horrific scene. We now have 12 victims. One victim succumbed to the injuries on the way to the hospital. We also have four additional victims being treated at area hospitals, and we have reports that others may have self-transported. When the original call came out, immediately four officers responded. They immediately made entry into the building. Due to the sound of gunfire, they were able to locate the floor in which the suspect was committing his carnage. They immediately engaged with the suspect, and I can tell you that it was a long gun battle between those four officers and that suspect. The suspect was firing at victims throughout the building and at our officers. I want you to know that during this gun battle, basically the officers stopped this individual from committing more carnage in that building. When the suspect went down due to his injuries, our officers then immediately rendered first aid as they were removing him from the building to the waiting EMS personnel. He succumbed to his wounds.
Bishop Burbage of the Diocese of Arlington responded to the tragedy with the following message. In unity with Bishop Barry Gnesnout of the Diocese of Richmond, I ask all Catholics and people of goodwill to join me in prayer for those who lost their lives in Virginia Beach earlier today as a result of yet another mass shooting. Please also pray for the families of the deceased, the injured, and the community. This attack is a reminder of the deep spiritual wounds that exist in our society, where some feel they have the right to violate the inherent dignity of the human person. such acts of violence are as evil as they are irreversible. May those souls of those who died rest in peace, and may God grant healing to the injured. In Bosnia, 29 migrants were injured in a fire that broke out early on Saturday at a migrant camp in the northwestern town of Velika Kladuša. Regional police spokesmen said the injured were taken to hospital in Velika Kladuša and neighbouring Bihac following the fire at the Miral camp, which is used as temporary accommodation for about 500 migrants. In Russia, at least 2 people were missing on Saturday after blasts at the explosive plant Kristal in the central town of Derchik. As we understand, 2 went missing, Deputy Governor was quoted by RIA news agency as saying in a statement broadcast by Russian state TV channel Rossiya 24. And finally, Mexico's foreign minister has travelled to Washington, trying to head off a trade war threatened by President Donald Trump, who's directly linking illegal immigration to the multi-billion dollar bilateral trade relationship between the 2 countries. James Blears reports that a crisis summit is being arranged for the coming week.
Mexico is still reeling from the political bombshell announcement by President Trump that starting this month, he'll impose 5% tariffs on all Mexican exports to the United States, increasing to 25% by October, unless Mexico resolves the undocumented migration exodus originating from its country and from Central America. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who's immediately sent his foreign minister Marcelo Ebrard to Washington, says it's utterly unfair to link anchor and burden a hemispheric issue solely to his country, which in the last week has actually proposed a Central American plan of action gearing investment towards job creation and programs to stem the migration exodus. He says Mexico isn't responsible for undocumented migration and illegal narcotics, clearly stating that social problems cannot be resolved with tariffs or cohesive measures. Yet President Trump has already announced he's severing all funding to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. This latest move by the Trump administration seriously undermines the renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement, which he himself hailed as a triumph of will, and with it the bilateral relationship. Close allies are now becoming distant neighbors. Once these tariffs bite, Mexico, which exports more than 80% of its goods to the United States, will be facing an outright and imminent economic disaster. The crisis summit scheduled for Wednesday will be led by Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard on the one side of the divide and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the other side of the Gulf. For Vatican News, James Blears reporting.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please be sure to check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook page or on our Twitter. Many thanks go to Roberto Colangeli in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo.